Blog Talk Radio.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time you walk by? Just like me, they long to be close to you. On the day that you were born, the and decided to create a dream come true. Soon they sprinkle moonlets in your hair, a golden starlight in your eyes of blue. That is why all the girls in town follow you,
follow you
all around,
all around.
Just like me, they long to be close to you.
Wednesday night, we are live, and I hope everybody is doing well. You're connecting to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long. So glad that you are here. We are welcoming your calls to speak to our guest here this hour, psychic medium Lisa Zayas. Call on into the number now, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone when you dial on in. We'll be taking your calls here for free readings here a little bit into the show. You can always hop on in the chat room, put in your name in there, and put your area code in. I'll be coming to you in the screening room, so please make sure you're by your phone so we can get your information and get you loaded into the system and bring you on to the show. And just to let you know, Journey into the Light is a spiritual radio show. It's been on the air now over 9 years. If you love spiritual radio and you want to know when the next shows are, click on the follow button. You know, you'll find that button located at the top left of the screen. This way you'll get updates of all the new and upcoming shows heading your way, who the guests are. I mean, we have guests from all around the world and all, you know, basically different time zones, of course, and it's a great place to be a part as the show Journey into the Light is all about helping you, the listener, the caller. And we just really had a very touching call the last hour of a lady who called in who just lost her mom in the fall. And I was speaking to her also with a guest. And I know what loss is about after losing my parents when I'm just a teenager and lost both parents, dad at 13 and my mom next to me in a car at age 16. So really loss and connecting to the other side was really how Journey in Light was born and the reasonings I started the show. And so it's tough, you know, if you've lost a loved one, especially sometime, you know, close by. But as I told the lady, you know, there's always a grieving spot, but there's always time to know that, you know, our loved ones have crossed. They're in an awesome place and they want to see us succeed and do what we're here to do. Because they're still around us. They haven't left. And you know, the only thing that we saw dying was the body. It's kind of like a car, you know, your car dies and it eventually will die. A car will eventually cease and they'll go and take it to the auto lot and, you know, kind of crush it and the car's, you know, gone. So our bodies really are the same thing. And, and if we just know, like if I would have known when my parents died, all of this, then it would have been so much easier to do I still cry about it, even though it's over 30 years ago? Sure, I do from time to time, but not as a general rule, no, because there's things that I need to succeed on and work on in my mission, and I know Journey in Light is my mission, without a doubt, and obviously there's more work to be done. Just helped a homeless person today, which is awesome. I love doing that. And if you're not part of our homeless project for our GoFundMe link, please check it out and give a loving donation. I do that every week, go out and help the people on the streets and no judgment at all, just love. And it's a beautiful thing. So, all right. Got a little... digressed a little there, but let's go ahead and bring in our guest, Lisa Zayas, to the show. Welcome back, Lisa.
Hey, Michael. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We're getting ready for the snow over here. So we had at least 50-degree weather here today, and now we're going to have like 12 inches of snow, 6 to 12 inches of snow tomorrow. So it's crazy. It's amazing. I think Mother Nature is... I'm in awe of like what's going on. I don't think we've seen this type of changeover in a long time. You know, things like this. It doesn't go from 50 to a major snowstorm the next day too easily. That's for sure.
Yeah, you're so right. Because yesterday here in Oklahoma it was 75. Today it's 40, and then on Sunday or Monday it's going to be just about 90 in February.
Oh. Are you kidding?
No. Unbelievable.
I think, you know, I do believe that it has a lot to do with the spiritual people out there. I have this feeling that there's so much more going on with our energies that we have no idea how, you know, what we're really capable of, you know. And again, it's still snowing. Remember I told Michael, again, this is before November. California's still getting hit with, in certain areas, you know, with snow. Still praying to keep the snow up in the mountains there to end that drought. They moved it from severe to extreme now or something like that. So I'm really happy about it. So we keep sending snow to the north. No more rain, just snow for them. So I guess so we'll see. And as we're still not even out of the drought over here in New York. We're really not. So we do need this rain. I know people aren't happy with it, but we really do need it still.
Yeah, so you have a nice weekend snowstorm. You can snuggle inside,
yeah.
And that's always nice.
Yeah. And it's Friday, supposed to be nice, but so you know, Mike, I was thinking of a topic tonight, and I wanted to put it past our listeners. I've been asking a few people, And I thought maybe our listeners can chime in and see what they think. You know, I'm always reading. I read all the time. And there's certain books that you take a little bit and you use your discernment and you know that, okay, this fits really well. And then you look at something else. You go, maybe not so much on that. And that's fine. That's how you should take this path. You shouldn't just take everything that a book says to you. But I came across a chapter, and it's in the book of Telos, number 3, by Aurelia Jones. Great book, 1, 2, and 3. They're really, really great books. But in this one particular book, she talks about how when she goes out and she does her channeling, she's now dead, just so you know, she's passed on. When she does her channeling, that she has a hard time with people coming up to her personal space. And she gets very uncomfortable, and it's very difficult for her, and she's not comfortable with hugging. She really doesn't like to hug. And this struck me so odd because I had recently, before reading this passage in the book, I had come across a person and she had really helped me do something that I appreciated. And I went to give her a hug and she said, "I don't hug. I don't hug. You know, it's not in my country. We don't hug. I don't like it. I don't hug." I'm like, okay. So when I came across this book, I was thinking, wow, since times I'm coming across this subject. So I wanted to ask the listeners, you know, what they thought about it, because in the book, she channels Adama, and for people who know who Adama is, he is the high priest in Lemuria, which is in Mount Shasta. So if you know about that, then you'll know what I'm talking about. And it went, in a long story short, he went on to say that hugging is really a fifth dimensional aspect, and that it's only in the third dimension that we feel it necessary. And in the fifth dimension, it's not considered necessary, because it's always someone's taking and someone is giving. There's never two people who are completely equal. I disagree with that, but well, two people who come together who could equally give to one another. So there's always a take and there's always a give. So that creates an imbalance. Now, I've gotten a lot of opinions on this. I've asked a lot of people, and I've polled a lot of people, because it really, I don't know, this chapter seemed to bother me. As an Italian person, we hug and kiss all the time. You know, that's what we do. I don't understand. I wouldn't even understand not to do that. But I wanted to know, is anybody out there, is hugging really important to you? You know, people who do Reiki, I know that when you give a Reiki hug, when two people are Reiki, the hug between those two people is incredible. It's just, you stay in that hug for about 20 seconds as long as you can, because it's such a wonderful transference of energy. So if anyone's listening tonight, I'd love to take your questions, but I also like to know your opinion. Is hugging important to you, and how do you feel about it not being a fifth dimensional aspect, and do we go, okay, so what? We're going to take that to the fifth dimension anyway. We don't care, you know? So that, what do you think, Michael, on that?
Well, I mean, it's twofold. I mean, is hugging important to me? Yes, because I'm a very, feely person. I like to show my love. I wasn't always that way when I was raised. My parents didn't even say, "I love you." So it took quite a while. It took my wife's outpouring of love to change me. This was many years ago, 30 years ago. But now the second part is, are you, and I'm not quite following, are you saying hugging's not needed, or what is the fifth dimension? I don't,
In the fifth dimension, they say that it's basically they would put their hands up to one another and just touch hands, like touch palms. But physical hugging is too personal and is not needed, because it's almost as if you're taking, someone's giving too much and someone's taking that energy. So there's not a balance, they said. So it's not something they do. But then I thought to myself, how many times when you're, like, if someone's not up to par and they're not feeling well and their energies are really low, give them a hug, how much better does that person feel? You know, like, you know, an injured child, or, you know, someone who's just down on, you know, not doing well that day. You just go over there, you just hug them. No words need to be said. A hug could do so much. So I was really shocked that out of everything I've read in these books, and I love everything they have to say, a lot of out-of-the-box thinking in these books, okay? This is like a very mild one. This is the one I just couldn't swallow. I just really don't think I was able to say, yeah, I'm okay with that. I was like, nope, don't think I could do that one.
Yeah, I agree with you because I feel the same way. If I see someone, you know, like my kids, and I see or my wife, and I see they're, you know, down, they kind of need an extra hug, and they always got to tell me to back off because it's like, Dad, okay, I get it. And I'm just squeezing on so hard, and I can't. It's hard for me to even stop because I want, you know, my love to transcend to them and pick them up.
Yeah.
So I totally agree that touching hands just wouldn't do it for me.
I know. My son, when he sees me and I don't get to see him often, he usually squeezes me so tight and throws me up in the air. Like he grabs me and just swings me up and just, you know, he's just, it's such a hug. You know, it's an incredible hug. So I just wanted to know. And then again, like I said, I did meet somebody who was very adamant about this no hugging. I didn't ask her what country. I said, oh, okay, you know. And she's like, no, we do not do that. Don't be offended. I'm like, oh, I'm not. I'm so sorry. But I never came across that. I just never came across that. And so I figured that would be an interesting question for our listeners.
Yeah, let's ask them. Let's see if they are into that or if they've heard that. And yeah, so... do you want to go to the phone lines then?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, great. So call on in. The number is 347-884-8245 to speak to Lisa Zayas. And then press the 1 on your phone, please. And I'll be coming to you also in the screening room. Let's go to our first call then. Area code 413, welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my first name is Karen. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hey, Karen, how are you?
I'm good.
So what is your opinion?
I think hugging, at least for me, is a necessary thing I know people that don't like to hug, but I don't know if it's like the way that people were brought up or, you know, just some people don't want to be touched or something or what that's all about, but. Like, if it's people I know, I definitely am a hugger, so.
Okay, good. I like to hear it. I know one time I was at a family gathering at someone's house, and family members got together, and they came in, and they nodded at each other. I was like, they're nodding. Like, I was dumbfounded. I'm like, there was no hugging. There was no, like, embrace. You know, I didn't know what to do with myself, you know. But, I felt so, I didn't really, I was watching this whole thing, you know, play out, and I felt like I was in a different universe. Like, I was like, wow, if that's how it is, I thought to myself, I think I want to stay in the 4.5 dimension. How's that? Being 4.5. Let me get to 5, you know? So, what can we do for you, Karen?
Okay, do you generally need a question, or I just wondered if there was any messages for me from the other side, or do you need an actual question?
Well, what's in your heart? Usually they answer, you know, it's usually something, you can have a question, but it's usually, it's not always what you want, it's what you need. Right now that there's you get the movement card, so I really don't know what that, you know, what if you have a question. It's something about being timely. Your movement is blocked maybe right now. Any movement is blocked. And be sure that you're doing it in a timely fashion. You might want to do something, but you might be pushing it to go, you know, at your own will. You're not waiting for the universe to act. And recognize that not all opportunities are appropriate or possible at this time. I'm not sure of where you are right now in things that you're doing. I feel like there's when I look at you, like in my mind, I picture you. I see. Mountain peaks around you. I don't really know what that means. I get a picture of like 3 to 4 mountain peaks surrounding you. I don't know if that's blocking you. I don't know if those are some issues or problems that are becoming, they're becoming mountains. Like they're becoming a lot bigger. There's a lot of stuff going on for you and you don't know which one to tackle first. Like 3 or 4 peaks are around you. Again, I don't know what those problems are, but they seem to be bothering you and stopping you from moving forward. And they could be very subtle. Just because they're mountains doesn't mean that they're huge things. It could be like an indecisive thing. It could be something that you're just contemplating. But they're big enough to make you stop, and you're in the center, and you're not able to go left, right, up, or down. That's where I see you. You're stuck in the center, and you can't move either way.
Right.
So that's where I see. But when I draw your next card for where you are right now at this time, you get the Strength card, and it's also reversed. It says, you may fail to take advantage of the moment. The result could be an opportunity missed. It may seem that your own strength is being used against you. So this card is also in sync with the other one, timely. Like, you might have things that are coming around, but it's the wrong time, or you're working on one issue and maybe you should be working on another one, you know? Switch up the way you're dealing with things right now. Make something else your priority and something else, you know, lay something to rest and look at it, focus on something else. Does that make sense to you? I'm not really sure what your question is, but that's what I see around you.
Okay, yes. That makes some sense.
Okay, let me read the last part, so let me just, tie it up for you. It says, consider that constant cycling of death and rebirth, the endless going and returning. Everything we experience has a beginning, a middle, and an end, followed by a new beginning. Therefore, do not draw back from the passage into darkness. When in deep water, become a diver. So everything that's around you, what Spirit's telling me is that everything around you, you have the means to fix all of these things. You just have to do it in a timely fashion. And you know what? Say, you know what? I can do this. I'm just going to dive right in and take care of one mountain at a time.
Okay.
All right. Do you also have a son with you, a boy? A male figure? Okay. Are you issues there?
Yes.
Okay. So that's one of your mountains. This is a quick reading, but if you wanted to call me Karen, we could probably, go into it a little bit deeper then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Only because we're on the air. But, I think with your son, it would be probably the second thing to tackle. There's one more bigger one, and then the second one would be your son.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. You can do this. Don't worry. It's not that you can't do it. You just haven't been focusing on the right spot. Move your direction a little bit off to the other ones and refocus, and you'll be able to get them all done.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Be well, Karen. Have a great night. Thank you for your Tally, I'm going to mark one hug for you. Hug one, Tally. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks for your call there.
Hug. I got three hugs to no hugs. Okay. We'll see.
Like I said earlier, I think it's, not this part, but, a lot of people are, especially in the, older days, they were raised, never to hug. My grandparents, they were totally they were great people, but they weren't demonstrative. They did not outwardly show. So that went ahead and went on to my dad. Of course, my dad was an alcoholic too. That made things worse. But, when I started dating to be now my wife of 30 years, when we first were dating, I had even a hard time holding her hand just because of the touching thing. And she was having a hard time understanding, if you really like me, then why can't you hold my hand? And it's like, give me some time, please. It's so much as how we were raised So, and my grandma, before she passed a couple of years ago, she died at 93. And she said, I so love to see the way you interact with your kids, how much love you show them. And you tell them I love you and you hug them. And she said, back in our day, she said, I never, hugged your mom at all. And it's just the way, she said, I wished I did, but yeah.
No, I know. I grew up in a house that didn't do that, and I changed it in my house. I don't I think I probably hugged and kissed my kids, you know, oh, so, you know, way until, like, you know, even when my son, he's 25, I mean, I still hug and kiss him. You know, I just,
right.
I would, away. I just, you just want to, you know, squeeze their faces in front of you, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I totally get what you're saying. Let's go to Florida, 352. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, Michael. This is Cindy. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, Cindy, what's up? How are you? Are you a hugger or not a hugger?
I'm a hugger.
Hey, 4-0. We're going to stay in the 4.5 dimension here.
Oh, my goodness, Lisa. Okay. I have court hearing coming up tomorrow. I need your insight.
Okay.
Tomorrow is supposed to be the final injunction hearing, but Friday was a disaster. His attorney, my ex's attorney, got a last-minute order from a court in another county to issue an order that my ex can come in here, and he had a restraining order against him to get the rest of his belongings, but he specifically put he could come in the house. He hired an off-duty police officer that did not enforce the injunction. He actually stood by, because he was working for my ex, was paying him, and he actually stood there and said he could take anything he wanted and you can't stop him. And the court order said he was escorting through the house for a walkthrough just to make sure none of his stuff was in there that left behind. And instead, the deputy stayed at the front door, and he had access to all of my legal papers, all of my real estate listings where I'm going, all my belongings. He was ransacking the house. He brought in a busload of 8 guys through my house videotaping my personal belongings and violated my constitutional rights and liberties. So he could and started loading all my stuff in garbage bags. And I went over their heads, and because I couldn't get the deputy to enforce the law. The deputy was breaking the law. And I called state police. I called state attorney and the prosecutor. They both said he's breaking the law, both, you know, the deputy and my ex-boyfriend. They're both violating the injunction and the court order, and they're both breaking the law, record everything. So my son was video recording. The deputy had a body cam on video recording. And then I got a hold of his lieutenant and his as a major to above him. And they took it outside where his stuff actually was at in the storage building out back and started loading out there when they saw me on the phone with state police and went over their heads. And he started getting back-to-back phone calls, the deputy did, from his superiors, and their whole attitude changed. And then they started, you know, kissing butt and, asking my son, can we take this? Can we take that? But by then, the damage had already been done.
Yeah, I would let you know that the card that you get is wholeness. So that, to me, it's almost the last card in the deck. It's the number 24. It's a rune of great power, making life force available to you, a time for regeneration right down to the cellular level. I know that was a bad situation. I know last time we spoke, you know, I told you it was going to be over, and it is. Believe me, after this happened, it's done. Trust me, there's no more. You have that on camera. All that stuff is taped. You're in the, like, you know, that if that had to be the worst, then it was the worst. You're now over the mountain, over the hump, and you're coming down, you know, into the end, the last leg of the race, Cindy. So really, don't worry about it. This is done.
Okay. Do you think the judge tomorrow will uphold the law and actually give me the permanent injunction?
Absolutely. You have everything written down. You show him everything. You present it to the court, everything that you told me. It says, let me just read a little bit so you have some peace. It says, that this room counsels opening yourself up and letting a light into a part of your life, that has been secretly shut away. To accomplish this may call for you to profound recognition for admitting to yourself something that you have long denied. You have denied, you deserve to be happy, you deserve to move on, okay? So from this point forward, know that you are going to move on. It says, this rune has no reverse position. You may see fit to withdraw and to retreat. I think you're going to go and basically, I'm sorry I'm talking so fast, but I'm reading and the council's talking to me. So let me tell you what they're saying. They're just saying that right now you're going to take some time to lick your wounds, you know, and to recover after this, because this has been so traumatizing. Enjoy that time, but know that it's over. Everything is going to be over once you go tomorrow. It's all going to be done, okay? And you're going to have this big sigh of relief, like you just like lifted a heavy weight off your chest. But relax, enjoy it, you know, treat yourself, and know that it's finally over. Okay.
Awesome. That's relieving, because I went and talked to the state attorney today when I filed the contempt papers in the hearing so it can be heard at tomorrow's hearing as well. And the state attorney is kind of concerned about the judge that's involved, because he doesn't usually even give people a chance to speak. But I mean, this is pretty bad. I mean, Sheriff's Department, I tried to get copies of my police reports and the CAD reports so I could take them to court to present as my documentation, and they won't even put my call through or call me back to let me come in and get my police reports, because they're covering their butt.
Yeah, what they did is wrong, and you do need to have your time in court, and you are representing yourself, so he should allow you to speak, you know? He absolutely should allow you to speak, so... But it's over. Even if the worst that can happen, Cindy, tomorrow, if the worst that happens is that he doesn't allow you to speak, okay, it's still over. He's got his stuff. You're moving along. You know, it's done. That's all done. All right? So when you go to sleep tonight, just, you know, ask the Creator, you know, to, you know, cut your ties between you and him. You know, you actually in your mind manifest, you know, see him and see, like, strings that are attached to both of you, and then just cut them. You know, don't use the scissor in a bad way, okay? You cut the string. I know.
Now, Lisa, don't tempt me.
It has to be a positive thought. You just want to cut the strings that are holding you two together. And then just say goodbye to him. Just wish him well. Say, you know what, goodbye. Goodbye. I don't need this anymore. Say goodbye and just send him away. Say, you know, I always say when someone I don't want to cross my path, I would say, you know, maybe we're not getting along or we don't see eye to eye. I would say, you know, please, Creator, send that person to the light. May they enjoy life and happiness, but may they no longer cross my path. So it's not like I don't want to fight with them. I don't want to argue with them. I just want them to go on their own way, and that, you know, synchronistically, we never have to meet, you know. And I ask that, you know, if I'm in a store, that I don't have to see them. And, you know, the Creator can do those little things. Make sure that you just don't meet up anymore. And this is a big one. So ask the Creator to keep that your paths don't cross anymore, that your contract is now over and the strings are now cut. And if you do that and you light a candle, I think everything's going to be fine. Text me, though, tomorrow. You have my number. Let me know what happens, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. You have a great
night.
Thank
you, Lisa. You too. And thank you, Michael.
All right.
All right. We'll say a prayer for you. Take care. Let us know how
it turns out.
Take care, Cindy. All right. Man, it's amazing, you know, and Lisa, I mean, Cindy's been fighting that for a long time, and it's amazing, though, to me, and I guess because I've been in, you know, one major relationship, and that's been it. It's all I've known, and it's worked out. You know, fine, sure, we have arguments, everybody does, but, you know, overall it's worked fine. But it amazes me that a couple can be, you know, there had to have been a moment like here with Cindy that it was good, there was love, it was really good, and then to turn into something like this, it is just sad, just really sad.
Yeah, no, I always feel bad, you know, even with, you know, my situation. I have an ex-husband, and it's hard, you know, that's not where I ever thought I would be. I never wanted that, but it is what it is, and it definitely gives you new lessons to learn, I will tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong of getting divorced, of course not. I'm just saying it's amazing to me how one moment could be so right, and then it's just, Lisa, why don't you, if you would please, let the folks know how people can reach you and what they'll find at your site.
Sure. You can reach me at Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki. Again, that's Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki.com. You will find information about Reiki, which I do at my home here. You could also, we also do hypnotherapy here, or you can do it on the phone. If you do have we can do sessions over the phone. There's also readings. If you mention your show, either Journey into Light or Michael Long, you do get $10 off, and that's $40 for 40 minutes, so instead of $50, so you are saving $10. Just text me, or there's a contact form right on Lisa Hypnotherapy and Reiki. You can just write me a little note. It goes right to my email, and I'll make sure I get back to you. There is also some nice CDs. One is for sleep meditation. If you are having a hard time sleeping, it's a great CD. As you know, Michael hasn't gotten to the third part. One day he will. And then there is one for winter depression, and I call it the winter blues. It's actually good for any kind of depression, but it's good for seeing your potentials. It's a great CD for kind of kickstarting maybe some new ideas, some new ways of thinking. So it's not only for depression, but if you're in a slump and you just don't know where you want to go, it's a great story. It is channeled by the council, so the story comes from them. What does that mean? It means that while I was talking, I allowed them to really basically talk through me and tell a story that I had no idea where it was going to go, nor did I know how they were going to wrap it up. Only when I listened to both the tapes, Sleep Meditation and Winter Blues, I was actually surprised. I was really, really loving the story that they told, and quite nice that I could let them just come in and do that story and then, you know, go back and do my stuff during in the house, so to speak. So it's always great to have the council. I give a lot of credit to them. I say that I cheat by having them, because I basically just move to the side and let them take over, and then they say goodbye, and I go about my daily chores like everybody else. So I feel like I cheat a lot, because it's not coming from me. When I give readings, I know it's not coming from me, because there's no possible way I would have known these things, or I could possibly know any of these listeners and what they're going through. So I'm very grateful to them. The last thing on the site is my moon dance shawls, which I'm very proud of. They are really beautiful. They're taking a whole new life of their own. So if you like any of them, you know, please let me know. I'm actually just finished another one, and I hope to be posting that one. And that's it. Also, you can reach me on Facebook at Lisa Zayas, Z-A-Y-A-S. Thank you, Michael.
Those shawls that you make there, Lisa, are so nice. And, I mean, of course, bringing warmth during the cold, too, is so great. My wife makes those and for the family, and she kind of passed them out during Christmas, and she made me the nicest, thickest one, so I use it in the living room every night. Oh, it's so nice. So,
nice.
Those are...
She's a good wife.
Huh?
That's so sweet.
Yeah, she is very sweet. Takes care of me. Let's go to our next caller then. Let's go to Utah and Gina. Welcome to the program.
Hi,
hello.
Gina.
Hi, how are you, Lisa?
First of all, I love that name. That's my my second daughter's name, so I love that name. Are you a hugger or not?
I am absolutely a hugger.
Yay, five hugs to none. We're never getting to the fifth dimension, girlfriend, but that's okay. I'm all right. So what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I have been working on myself spiritually really heavy lately, and my last few meditations in the last couple of weeks, I really feel like I've been getting contacted and some messages, and of course I'm going to doubt myself a little bit because this is new to me, so I just need some confirmation.
Okay. Oh, I like that. I'm so happy. Well, congratulations.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because this is how you could test yourself. And we do. We're human. And, you know, you could be right, Gina, like nine out of 10 times. And that one time you're like, how come I was wrong? You know, like, why did I get that wrong? You know? So this is how you do it. For instance, this is what I did. Okay. We know that big Patriot and Falcon game came on, right? Well,
yes.
I knew the Patriots going to win. I knew
who
was going to. I knew who was going to win the coin toss. I also knew who would score the first touchdown. Did I tell anybody? No. That's my little way of kind of honing in my skills.
Okay.
You know? It's just a way that secretly you could look at a game. A really good way for anyone out there, and I'm so glad you called in, Gina, because I was thinking about making this my topic. If you're watching a game, like, say, Jeopardy, all right? I don't particularly like that show, but just look at the three people on you know, as they start. Look at them and see which one's going to win, okay? Just, you know, and then say, you know what, number two is going to win. The number one is going to come in second, and number three is going to come in last. Just for the fun of it, okay? Don't put any pressure on yourself. And then say, go to Wheel of Fortune, all right? When the wheel spins, say, nah, they're going to get bankrupt. They're not going to even make it. They're going to get... And just keep saying what you keep hearing, okay?
Okay.
And watch it play out. A lot of times I had to stop, you know, when I have to shut it off when I'm watching a movie because I would know how it would end. And my kids would yell at me. They're like, stop, don't tell us the ending. But I didn't realize I was just like, I knew the ending, but I didn't realize, like, I was ruining it. Not that I was ruining it, but I just thought that was kind of fun to know. Now I know to keep quiet, else they won't let me watch a movie with them. But do those little tricks.
Okay, well,
like,
for instance, I had a friend of my daughter's, and this is pretty sad, but he had tried to kill himself. And, of course, this was really rough, and when I was feeling really... I guess stressed, I sat down and I meditated, and I had a very strong, almost like a message that, because I was told he was running a fever, and this is funny, because he had a Reiki healing done the day I showed up at the hospital, which was the first time I've ever met anybody who does Reiki, so that was really neat for me. When I went home, I was told that he was running a fever, and I meditated on that, and I was told that this fever is part of the process of healing. This is what I felt I was told, and to be patient. And then I did another meditation, and I felt like he kind of come through and let me know that he was going to be awake by Wednesday, which was a week after the Reiki. Well, Tuesday, the day before, they pulled him out of his induced coma, and he is actually, he is here with us.
Nice.
So I guess that was kind of my confirmation anyways, but you still kind of question that.
Absolutely, but I think that's wonderful. And just for your own sake, just do this, do them. And anytime you have something like that, remember, once you're giving the ability, all right, and I take this very personally and take it very seriously. Once you're given information and you have to remember that somebody on the other side has decided that you are worthy of getting that information, you must give it. I think we talked about this the last week with Michael. You must share it.
Oh, good, because I did. Even though I was told, well, you know, in cases like this, they usually don't make it. And I was so able to look at them and say, I believe in the power of healing. And I felt that strongly.
Absolutely. It is such an important thing to make sure you tell, because you have to remember, it's basically, I always say I answer to a higher power. I answer to the big guy. If he feels it's important enough to have my counsel tell me something, you bet I'm going to make sure you get the message. Now, of course, at the beginning, it's scary because you're like, oh, I feel like an idiot. What, you know, I'm so nervous. I don't want to say this. What if I'm wrong? What if they make fun of me? You know, what do they call me, all kinds of names. But eventually you feel like, you know what, I'm just going to tell you. Say, you know, I feel this in my heart. I have to share this information with you, however you want to word it. But you make sure you tell that person. And you might just help that family, you know, breathe a sigh of relief, you know, like that everything, so they can concentrate on positive thinking, you know.
Yes.
Thing. Your card is fertility, which is really, really great, and a harvest card. So the fertility card means that something is growing and you're seeding it, and the harvest card means that there's a lot of germination to be done. I would recommend reading. I would recommend reading whatever you can get your hands on. For everybody out there, my first book to tell everyone is always Celestine Prophecy. It's the first book I tell people to, you know, start reading. And then from there, you could always get in contact with me to read more. I am so excited that the book The Shack, which is another book that I tell everyone to read, is now a movie. So I would tell everyone to read the book and then go see the movie. It's one of the best books out there. And enjoy your journey, you know, really, Gina. Enjoy your journey. And if you need to reach out to me, you know, please do, you know, friend me on Facebook. And if you have any questions, you know, just give me, you know, I always love to hear from people and help them on their journey because we need more of you. We need more of us. We really do.
Yes, we do. And our kids need us, too.
Oh, you said a mouthful right there. So thank you for calling. And go give your kids
thank
a hug.
You. I will. Thank you, hon.
All right. Night-night.
Night-night.
Okay. Thanks for your call. Now, Lisa said something about a movie called The Shack. Now, this is the second time I've heard this week. First time was yesterday with Jennifer Taylor, and she told me that because I was telling her about a movie I saw this weekend that I posted, Me Before You, and it was just, oh, God, it was good, very tearful, but it was good. It's on video. But anyway, so Jennifer said the same movie you did, Lisa, The Shack. She said, go see the trailer because I never read the book yet. And, oh, my God, that movie, I just cannot wait to go see that.
I mean, the first 40 pages are very, very – if you're a parent, you're going to hate the book. You're going to hate me for recommending it because the first 40 pages are very, you know, horrible for any parent to undergo. And, you know, basically, you know, I'm not giving away a lot, but it's a story about, you know, a parent who loses their child in a very horrific way. And he's so mad that he's going to have a conversation with God. And one day his family goes away and he's home alone and he writes God a letter. He's so mad. And, you know, how many of us have not gone outside and just screamed, like got on our knees? I remember the time where we thought my daughter was taken. She got off the school bus and I had gone to the dentist and my ex had just missed the bus. And she always comes up through the woods and we couldn't find her. And I was on the phone with 911 and he was on his knees beating like the ground, screaming and just beating the ground, screaming. And 911 is like, do we have to call the cops on him? I'm like, are you kidding me? We can't find our daughter. He was beyond himself. He couldn't even breathe, you know. In this book, that's how it is, that this man is just so upset. And he calls God out. He calls him out. I want to speak to you. And from there, the story is just, yeah, there's no words for the story. There's just really no words. You will be left with, it's one of those books that it will leave you, it'll take a piece of your heart, and it will just sit there. It'll just, like, seed itself in your heart forever. And you could always read it. I would recommend reading it, like, every 3 years. You know, it's one of those books.
I can't wait. I think it's March it comes out, and
yeah.
I'm definitely going to be – I don't go to the movies much anymore, but there's a few like that I probably for sure will, so –
I can't wait
yeah.
to watch it. Then we'll talk. We'll definitely have to talk.
Right. Definitely. Let's take our final call of the show here. And we're going to bring on this gentleman from California. He's got a unique situation. So let's see how this goes here and what kind of help we can. Eki is his name. Eki,
hey.
You're on the air.
Hey, nice to be on.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Hanging in there.
All right, I have to ask, are you a hugger or not?
I might have to stop hugging after hearing what's been going on. It kind of sums up as to how I've been feeling every time I hug someone. So.
Okay, all right. And I could respect that.
Yeah. All right, well, I'm calling for a reason. I'm currently, I think something is kind of taking advantage of my mind, and it's kind of occupying a part of my brain that I'm not usually, you know, using most of the time. It's the left side because I'm a right-hander, but usually don't utilize a lot of my energy or using my left hand or left part of my body. And I felt it come in, like I felt like this presence. And ever since then, it's kind of been just drawing my energy, just slowly usurping it. And I don't know if you can help me with seeing what that is or how to stop it. it's killing me.
Okay. Oh, no, okay, no, no. So let me just understand. So right now you just feel like there's, like, a thought in your mind that you're being obsessed with, or you feel like there's an entity?
No, I think it's an entity. I'm pretty sure it's an entity.
Okay. Now, do you feel, I mean, obviously not happy, this is not a good entity and you're not happy about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel very uncomfortable with it inside.
Okay. But then what I would... When did it start? Like, was there an amazing situation where there was an accident, something happened?
It happened when I was online. I was talking in a group, a specific group, about, you know, psychic abilities and stuff like that, and I got on mic. I usually never get on mic because I usually, like, it just draws energy for me, and sure enough, it did that. And then about a couple hours later, I'm very connected with myself in a way, and I could feel this energy. I could feel my personal energy kind of traveling through the network, so to speak, and I could feel it spreading out and just, like, I think it was like at like the third or fourth hour, I could feel somebody was watching it and just using whatever sound I made or whatever and just kind of weaponizing it or something and just using it against me.
Since you seem like you're very connected, then we have like 5 minutes. So I want you, are you in a safe place? Like you're not driving or anything? Okay, good. All right, so I would like you to close your eyes right now.
Okay.
All right, and I want you to listen to the sound of my voice. And if any time you're uncomfortable, then please open your eyes. I will promise that I will not do anything to make you uncomfortable. So take a deep breath and hold it for 5. And exhale for 5. Again, breathe in for 5. And exhale for 5. Now I just want you just relax and just breathe regularly. And I want you to see this beautiful white light above your head. And I want you to bring it down very slowly. I want you to see it just touch the top of your head. I want you to feel like a really nice warm feeling. And as this white light starts moving down, just take it down through your body so slow. In your peripheral vision, I want you to see white lights, elongated white lights. Just around you, just kind of around you, surrounding you. As the light goes down further, I want you to say to yourself, I am that I am. I am that I am. I cannot be separated from the source any more than the source can be separated from me. I am light. I am love. I am that I am. And as keeping your eyes closed and you're looking at the peripheral vision, you will see that those elongated lights, shimmers of lights, are your entire soul family. And as you look, you will see that there are hundreds of them. Not spirit guides, soul family. Protecting you, keeping you safe. I am that I am. You cannot be separated from the Creator, any more than the Creator can be separated from you. You are love, you are light. Where there is light, darkness can never be. I want you to take a deep breath now and literally pull that light from all of your soul family. From their hearts to yours, I want you to take it in really quick and bring it right to your heart and down through your feet. Taking a deep breath now, all the way in, filling up your chest cavity, your head, your chest down again, through your legs and out your feet. How does that feel, Iki?
Vibration. However, I still, I honestly still feel potential. I can still feel their intention.
You could feel your soul family?
No.
You'll feel that there's a darkness there?
Kind of like it's pulling from my left, my brain. Left side is occupied.
Now, a lot of times when you receive a channeling, it's from the left. That's how I receive mine.
Right.
And it always comes from my left. That's how they contact me. So I'm always left-sided when I hear them. You know, they won't, if it's someone who's trying to channel and trying to talk to you, ask them to be a little bit more gentle. To ask them that you're a little bit worried and that you would like them to be just a little more gentle with you. You could ask them to tone it down. Go slow with you. I don't feel like this is anything negative. I just feel that you're a very good conduit to have someone channeling. And ask for the highest good. Okay? You always ask for your spirit guides to make sure they guard the gate to whoever comes in. My counsel guards the gate. No low entities can come through. Okay? And I would definitely, if you're not used to it, Eki, I would definitely go out and get some sage and smudge. Do you have a smudge?
I can get some.
I would smudge. I would smudge your house. I would smudge your entire body, including your feet. People always forget to lift their feet and do their feet. Smudging has antibacterial effects that not only is good for you spiritually, it actually helps you to stay healthy. It cleans the aura around you so that you don't get sick. It's actually something that everyone should do every day to clean their aura. It protects you and it keeps your immune system way at 100%. I would definitely recommend you would do that and do the exercise I just told you every night before you go to bed. I am that I am. Okay?
Did you ever catch what it was that was doing that? That was taking the energy from me?
I really think it's someone's trying to reach out to you. I don't feel that it's bad. I just have a feeling that you have a very interesting life ahead of you. I have a feeling that you're very sensitive. You just have to ask them to tone it down. It's a little scary when you get to feel that. It's almost a feeling of like as if someone's watching you.
They watch me. I can feel that.
But remember, they can't do anything to you when you call in the light. They just can't. Okay? And on the last, I wouldn't say... Remember, Eki, when you go into a dark room and you turn on the light, who wins? Always the light. Okay? Remember that. Your mind over matter is the strongest, your strongest ability, and it's the best way to make sure that no lower entities reach you. You turn the light on, then the darkness goes away. Okay? If you need to reach me, you can always Facebook me, all right? At Lisa Zayas. All right? Do that exercise again tonight. If you have to do it twice and stay in meditation until you feel comfortable, all right?
Yeah.
All right?
No.
And please reach out to us, all right? I know it's 10 o'clock, we have to sign off, but I don't want to rush off, so you have my number and you have my contact through Michael, okay?
Okay.
No. But I've gone ahead and added some time here because your call is important to us. I know we talked in the screening room a little bit, and this is why I do the shows, for calls like yourself that really need help, and I don't mind put an extra time up. I just want to say, as I told you in the screen room, you're about my son's age, and my heart goes out to you. And I, what I would suggest is, if you haven't already, which I don't think you have yet, is because we all can get things that go on in our bodies, the deficiencies, medical things, things like that. I would strongly suggest going and either going to a doctor or going to a hospital and just say, tell them what you just told us and let them check to see, is everything okay? That's what I would do. Is everything okay? Is this okay? Are these, you might think I'm just talking nonsense, but I'm not, because things can in our bodies make us think and hear certain things if things are not fully tuned right. And how do we know unless we go and get checked up, right? And the other thing is, how often do you think about this? Like, all the time? During the whole day, pretty much?
Whenever I feel it coming on, then I have to kind of attune my attention towards it.
Yeah, so quite a bit. And I'll tell you a quick story is, many years ago, I was feeling like oppressed on something, some issue, and I kept feeling it, and I went to my priest and I talked to him, and he said, Michael, what I want you to do is, as hard as it is to do this, try to push yourself from not thinking about it. And if it comes to you, the thought comes to you, jump to something else. Jump to something that's not connected with it and just stay busy. And, I followed that, and within time, it all went away. It just went away. Because what I told you in the screening room, I think is so true. And as Einstein said, the mind is powerful. It really is. It can make us feel weak. It can make us feel like Hercules. But I'm just saying, if you would just stroll in to your doctor or to a hospital and just say, hey, could you just check me out? Just make sure everything's okay. And then they come back and say everything's 100% okay, and then you can start really looking into, ETs and things like that,
Right.
I don't know if that helps at all, but I just had to say that to you, because I know you're feeling miserable, and I can, just feel your energy, and yeah.
Right, I've got a name about, there's a specific entity that I'm not sure if I'm under attack from them or not, but his name is Jay Essex. I don't know if that rings a bell.
Essex? Jay Essex?
Yeah. E-S-S-E. Yeah.
Jay Essex. Right. It doesn't ring a bell to me. It's not important. I don't know that name. Have you tried looking that up? It's a name
one of his fans, and I don't know. He just brought up some stuff that kind of triggered me, and then I kind of felt like the effects of that after I started thinking differently about him. I'm not sure if I'm under his radar or something, of attack or something, but I don't know.
Okay. Again, I always say that. I mean, have you been doing like Ouija boards or stuff like that? Do you anything like that or
no?
Okay. Remember again. Unless your immune system, the only way, I will be honest with you, and this is general, this is not for you, immune system auras are usually compromised when there is alcohol or drugs involved, or you're not eating properly, you have vitamin deficiencies, but your immune system is down, okay? A healthy immune system is very clear when I see it. There's holes in it. I am not saying anything about if that's your immune system. I'm just saying I feel that you have vitamins. I don't feel like you eat well. I definitely feel that you're eating. So the other two, I'm not saying drug alcohol, that's for other people. You, I feel that there's a vitamin issue with you. I feel that you are undernourished and you don't eat well. Would that be correct?
That's pretty accurate.
Okay. That is not good, because you're letting your body, get into fear system. Whenever you operate fear and your body's not, in it's loving itself and taking good care of itself, you're operating from the aspect of fear. There's only two aspects, love or fear. So you definitely need to eat better, okay? I think you might even have a D deficiency. I mean, I know you're a guy, so it's kind of odd that you have a D deficiency, but you need some vitamins, and you need to eat. I don't. You're not sleeping well either. I feel like you haven't slept well. You're not eating well. And all of that would definitely help you with this issue.
Right. And those are all deficiencies in your body, and you won't know you have them until you go get checked out. Do you have medical insurance? No?
I'm trying to re-get it again.
Okay. You don't have to have it. You can just go into any emergency room. They'll help you. And just tell them. But you don't know where your deficiencies are unless you go and get checked out. I mean, when's the last time you've had a checkup or gone to a doctor?
Quite a while.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, that's got to be your first step, you know, because they could really help you. And then you got nothing to lose. They're not going to, you know, they'll help you. Just go. You can go tonight. And because I can just feel that this is just... You know, this is just eating up at you, and and something like this, unless you get help like this, it's only going to get worse. It's not going to stay the same, and it's not going to get better just standing still. And just, you know, I just hope you would do that and just kind of go from there. You know, if they say everything's right, everything's good, you know, then you can start looking at other things. But how do you know unless you get checked?
Right. You need to eat some good, like, you need a good steak with a good shake, you know? You need some fattening food there, you know? You need to get some carbohydrates, some pasta in you. Have to eat. You definitely have to eat. I feel like you're too thin. Right?
There's so many GMOs near my town. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, if you're worried about the food, let me tell you something. If you can get yourself, I don't know if, you know, how you, for food, but get yourself some yogurt, throw some carrots in it, or even a sweet potato, and strawberries. I like strawberries, you know, maybe blueberries, a pear, apple. You can get organic apples, all right? In a blender, coconut oil in it, because you need some oil in you. And even some raspberry jelly or some strawberry jelly, so it's sweeter. Drink that. Oh, broccoli. Throw some broccoli in it. But you need to start eating. That would be healthy. And I don't think that you haven't been eating, so I'm not even sure that real food is so good for you. I would get a shake in you right now.
Okay.
Do you have parents around where you live?
Yeah, I was... You know, that's the one thing that I never had answered directly. It's my mom. I'm not sure if she has something to do with, like...
What my question is, do you have parents do your parents live nearby you?
No, I live with my mom.
You do live with your mom. Does she know what's going on? Have you told her any of this, or?
That's one of the things, like, I can't really talk to her because she's kind of like, I don't know, like, I have problems with her, so.
So. If you told her that, hey, Mom, I'm hearing voices and things like that, or feeling these attacks and stuff, she wouldn't help you? She wouldn't take you to, like,
she's
to
kind
the
of
doctor?
One of the herd. So.
She wouldn't care?
Yeah, not too much.
All right, so let's take one.
It's hard to hear that.
Let's try to take one step at a time. Iggy, for right now, I really do need you. I know if you said with the GMOs, I need you to make a shake for yourself.
Okay.
Shopping, I need to get some good food, get some yogurt, and make a shake. All right? Start small, and I start adding stuff to it until you feel a little bit stronger. I do feel that whatever you're doing with the vitamins is definitely causing a lot of these issues. All right? And then if you want to reach me, Michael, that would be fine, but start eating. You can't get to the doctor, great, but let's put some food in you first. Let's take one step at a time. You think you could do that for me tonight?
Absolutely.
All right. You promise?
Yes.
Okay. And you'll let us know maybe tomorrow on my Facebook how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Text me at 570-269-5649.
5649?
5649, okay?
Okay.
5649. So, one step at a time. I need you to ease for me. I need you to let me know that you did that, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm counting on you to keep talking.
Yeah, and we're here on the radio show every night, okay? So come back, okay? And we're here for you all the way until you get better, okay?
All right.
That's why Lisa and I do this for.
Yeah.
Okay?
We're sending you love, and I'm sending you a telephone hug, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, we'll talk to you really soon.
All right, okay. Big hugs to you. Take care. All right. All right. Well.
Hey, you keep me posted. All right, Michael. Lots of love to you. Thanks for putting the show longer.
Oh, no problem. Of course. Okay. Take care, Lisa. Thanks for being
here. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All righty. So, I mean, that's what we do the shows for. Is to help people, and especially people that are really needing help. And there's nothing wrong needing help. We all have been there. I know I have. And I think that's where spirituality starts, as I've said a billion times. Spirituality starts in helping each other. And if we don't have that, I don't think we have spirituality. We have maybe something else going on, but not spirituality. But anyway, Eki, stay in the chat room. I know you're in the chat room. Stay in there for just a minute here. I'm going to shoot you my cell number in case you need any. So this way you have both our numbers. And, you know, we're here for you all the way until you, get to doing better. And so I'll put that in here. And so I'm going to sign off, and but I do believe text me anytime at that number or even call. There you go. But I do really believe, and I've seen it in my life, that there are times that, you know, our mind will – if it's especially our body too, if it's at all is deficient in different things, and it doesn't mean there's anything wrong with us. I'm diabetic and I take medicine so that things are fine. I used to take cholesterol medicine years ago, and now I've straightened out my diet so well that I don't even have to take cholesterol medicine, and my cholesterol is really good. So, I go in for checks. I think we all do. It's kind of like a car, you know. Would you not go and check your car? Like your car is rattling and making noises and things like that. And, you know, are you going to go and get it checked out, or, you know, are you going to say, well, I just, you know, maybe I didn't sit in the car right or something like that? No, you're going to go and say, can you check that car out? So that's what it is. It's looking underneath the hood. So tomorrow I will be live starting early. So we're going to start at 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. We got several afternoon shows, and then I'll be back here live tomorrow night, and tomorrow night we'll be starting at 7, and we'll be going 3 hours tomorrow night. So quite a few shows tomorrow. Today was kind of a light day, which is nice to have after a real busy Monday, Tuesday. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Bonnie, for all your help. And everybody out there, much love. And thanks for listening to the broadcast tonight. And good night, everybody.